On this episode, we share our top picks for romantic restaurants around Walt Disney World. Today is February 11th, 2022, and this is episode 434 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Main Street Magic community and ask to join. And then if you go ahead and hit that subscribe button, you're going to get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. So Kingdom Strollers provides premium stroller, crib, and ECV rentals delivered straight to your Orlando theme park resort, hotel, or even your vacation home, and it's free of charge, and these are up to 50% off the price of theme park prices. If you head to msmfriends.com, you can reserve your stroller today and check out additional partners from Main Street Magic. If you're getting ready to plan your next Disney or Universal vacation, maybe looking to go on a cruise, or pretty much travel anywhere else in the world, head to msmears.com and learn more about our wonderful travel partner, Melissa Pilgrim with Years of Experience, and fill out a form for a free quote. Happy Valentine's Day, Rhonda. Well, not day today. Happy Valentine's weekend.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
So we are recording on Wednesday. When this episode comes out, we will be on our way to Walt Disney World for the weekend.
Woo!
And we'll actually be there on Valentine's Day. Monday, we'll be coming home.
Mm-hmm.
Is this our first Valentine's Day ever actually?
Yes, I think this year has been, 2021 and 2022 has been the year of
first holidays.
We've spent the 4th of July.
Yeah, it was our first time last year.
Thanksgiving.
Yep, first time last year.
Valentine's Day.
First time this year.
Super Bowl.
First time this year. Christmas this year.
Yep.
We'll be spending Christmas Day.
Yep.
So we'll be down there, and we will have another pair of Valentines with us that we'll be spending the entire Friday to Monday with. Kat and Michael are good friends.
Yep.
I know they do Valentine's Day. They did it last year. I believe that was one of the time they got Disney drunk, and they were supposed to fly home on Valentine's Day, and I think they added a night at like Swan or Dolphin, and they actually ended up staying.
Fine.
Or they always get flight delays. And then end up
staying that's true.
Another night sometimes. But so exciting. We obviously will not be having any sort of romantic dinner on Valentine's Day because we will already be heading home, probably do something at the house.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
We thought it was a perfect time to kind of say, what are the most maybe romantic restaurants? What's a good Valentine's Day restaurant to have your dinner, you know, at Disney? Maybe just a good date night. It doesn't necessarily have to be the made up holiday that sells and pushes candy and cards and flowers and stuff.
Oh my gosh. Walking into Publix.
Oh, it's crazy today.
Hallmark, I don't know if you say Hallmark threw up, but Hallmark threw up. I mean, the balloons, the flowers, the candies, the chocolates, oh my goodness. Wow.
So what are your thoughts on Valentine's Day? Because for us in general, we're not Valentine's people.
I don't want chocolates and flowers
right.
and candies, and especially on my way I'm eating now, because I'm going to save all that for Disney. We are going to get the Disney treats this weekend.
Oh, we're
so that's
check
exciting.
Those out.
So if you're not a part of Wonderland crew, be sure to join up for that because we do a lot of lives in that. So anyways, because I'm not a Valentine's Day girl, I honestly like it more like throughout the year. I like if, you know, on Tuesday when I'm at work, you know, if all of a sudden I get these flowers because it's not Valentine's Day, and also you'd probably get a sale on them. But, you know, I start my new schedule.
I'm writing down notes. Apparently there's a hint coming that Jeremy
send
more flowers randomly to Rhonda.
But that's you used to, and I'd love that.
Used to.
Yeah.
I just
you've
did
slacked.
It. I did it not long ago.
Yeah, but you've slacked a little bit.
When you woke up and went on a rampage because I allowed one of the children to eat the remaining Swedish fish. that were supposed to be yours, and then I felt really bad, so I brought you Swedish fish and flowers to work.
You did. And see, that was so random, and it was so wonderful, and then it was mine at my work. But no, I mean, like, you'd go to Publix before, and you'd pick up groceries, and all of a sudden, you'd come home with flowers. And I just, and I love Publix flowers because they last forever.
They last a long time. They really do. Inexpensive.
Yeah.
I don't want to say cheap.
Correct.
I feel like if you
because
say,
they always die anyways. And when you buy the major, like, giant rose bush thingies,
these things are crazy.
They're so expensive. And again, they're nice to have. But again, I'm just not that person. So Jeremy was very, I think, lucky because I know there are a lot of women out there that love it and they want it. And that's great.
Yeah.
And I am happy that
it's just never been. It's just never been us.
Yeah.
Like, that's just never been us to do like specific Valentine's Day. I honestly feel sometimes the same way about Thanksgiving. Like, or people always do, like, the Thanksgiving, you know, the November month, and every day they post on social what they're thankful for.
Oh, and I we're just the type that every day.
And that's kind of what I'm thinking. And again, if people love Valentine's Day and that's their big, you know, get out, rent a limo, get dressed up, go to a fancy dinner, that's awesome. It's just not us. You know, we tend to our idea sometimes, oddly, and that's why this episode will be interesting, is, you know, our idea sometimes of a romantic date night is to, out of the blue, on a day that you're off, we go out to lunch at, you know, Two Creeks or
Simone's. Was or
Simone's was so
nice
much fun that time. Mm-hmm. We did that. That's new near us here, just randomly. And we just mm-hmm. we go and we sit at the bar and we get something to eat and we have a drink and we just enjoy that. We don't have a lot of, like, real planned date night activities or Valentine's activities. I mean, shoot, if Monday we weren't coming home from Disney, and originally we weren't, you would be working till probably 9 p.m.
Correct.
And you know, it's not like you take off early to say, hey, it's Valentine's. So
right.
Now that you're off Monday, because we were, you know, going to stay an extra night and crash with Kat and Michael, and then check out, hopefully, the Super Bowl winners at Magic Kingdom on Monday. Mm-hmm. Like, that's our idea of Valentine's. So, you know, just...
Well, I mean, we don't have to rush home, so we can go to Magic Kingdom, see that, and... You know, who
get
knows?
Get that sweet and spicy chicken waffle from Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
I have not forgotten. What then is your idea and your criteria for romantic? Because most of these restaurants on our list aren't going to probably completely fall under our typical idea of romantic. It's going to fall under a generalization of what I feel the majority of people think is romantic. Does that make sense? Like, for me, and what does romantic mean? What does it mean to you, and what do you think it means to everyone else? Because, like,
I think it can
for me, I think it's romantic if I all of a sudden sprung on you a surprise night at Hoop-Dee-Doo Review when it reopens. But that's not romantic.
Yeah,
but romantic is not the place you're at. It's the act that you're doing. Do you agree?
Yeah. Sometimes? And I just started to say, romantic to me is, you know, where I guess I do get dressed up a little bit. And it's not, you know, where we're just going to go to, we're going to be in our, you know, normal Epcot stuff and we're gonna, you know, but then sometimes I think the place where you go, you can be in your Epcot stuff and you can be, you know, just regular dressed, and then it can turn romantic in my opinion. But I think of when you say romantic, like, I don't know, is this gonna be a spoiler alert if I discuss
atmosphere, what you find romantic? Are we talking places with a view? Mm-hmm. Places that maybe are signature dining.
Well,
fine
and like
dining.
I said, like I dressing up, like I when we Disney bounded.
Yeah.
And I dressed up and curled my hair and wore this dress and these shoes, and like I felt like a princess.
Yeah.
And then we had dinner and the place was amazing. I won't say it so
May show up on our list.
Yeah, that's where I'm trying not to spoiler alert. But the place was amazing, and it was like just it wasn't too dark, which I'm getting older, so it's nice when it's not too dark. But I also like a darker atmosphere as well.
Maybe a candle is on the table.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe where there's
you almost feel like fancy, where you almost feel like I am totally underdressed.
Yeah.
Or like we were dressed, so I felt completely appropriate
right,
there.
Right, right.
And I think like where it's just a little more intimate and
I agree with that part. Do you think that romantic often becomes synonymous with elegant as you explain some of these things?
Yeah,
again, you could have a romantic date at McDonald's, to be honest. Correct? Because sometimes it has to do with the act, with the thought, with the notion, with the person.
No.
You can't have a romantic.
No.
All right. Make another note. Cancel Valentine's Day dinner.
Ew.
At McDonald's.
You wouldn't take me there.
They have the new Stitch little Happy Meal toy plushie
thing. Yeah, so you then take your daughters there for Valentine's Day and say Happy Valentine's.
What would you like for Valentine's Day dinner at home, which I will cook?
I don't know.
Which will be romantic. I think we'll light some candles and stuff.
See, and that, I mean, okay, yeah, I think that would be really cool. Like, you know, we could sit around, you know, our table and, you know, turn down the lights and have some candles. Yeah.
And then I'm going to make double cheeseburgers with french fries.
Ew. I don't want that.
All right, let's just get into it because here's what we've done. Here's the rules that we always like to create. We're going to have five runner-ups. And they can be anywhere on property, mm-hmm. right?
Okay.
Then we're going to select one sit-down restaurant from all four parks as well as Disney Springs. We're then going to select five from the resorts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a little bonus chat about another place. So we're going to basically be listing our top 15 romantic restaurants throughout Walt Disney World.
Okay.
Let's start with the first one, Rhonda. We have dined here. It has been some time, but I can remember it very well. I can remember the atmosphere, the setting, the quality of food and all.
And it was a double date, technically.
It was a double date, and we're going to try and check it out this weekend at the bar after newly reopening. Enough hints for everyone. What are we talking about, Rhonda?
Flying Fish.
Yeah.
On the boardwalk.
Yeah. We went to this not long after they did a major refurbishment, and it is beautiful inside.
Mm-hmm.
That it is a much more elegant, quieter atmosphere. They've got these beautiful big like lighting and chandeliers.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, fine dining in a sense. What do you think or remember about Flying Fish, and why does this make it on our list?
Well, it was really nice. And that, like Jeremy just said, the atmosphere was really nice. We did go on a double date. So we were with John and Michelle. We will kind of be doing that again with Kat and Michael. And it was nice. We sat there and just, it wasn't crazy loud.
Well,
I felt.
Except for the kid behind us on the iPad at full volume at first. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
When we first sat, that
like, oh,
family. And I totally understand the need for an iPad for a young child at a restaurant and stuff.
Yeah.
We've done it a million times. But
oh, yeah.
This kid had his iPad at full volume watching videos. And then they were actually just pretty much paying their bill and heading out. But then after that, it was much more quiet.
It was. And it was very nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, usually it was very super like quiet. And they, I think, didn't they have like, I mean, kind of like California Grill, like tons of bottles of wine and just,
it's
I think that makes,
atmosphere.
I just started to say, I think that makes for a really cool and beautiful atmosphere. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to remember, I think we were slightly dressed up. So I felt, you know, like a little fancy. And then I felt very well, like set in there.
Yeah.
Like I felt, all right, well, I feel good in here
instead
of wearing a tank top. And which again, doesn't matter, but it's just, I think it's the feel of the romance of it. So.
It's neat. It's romantic to get a little dressed up, especially when we don't do that very often.
Right.
We're going to move on to our next one, which is going to be very interesting for anyone that heard the review of this restaurant in Epcot, because we did not have a good food experience.
Mm-hmm.
We have heard wonderful, wonderful things about the food here. We will try it again sometimes. But I think the atmosphere and our seating was incredible. And that's Mansoor Paul in Epcot. Epcot, and we sat right there at the window.
And I really like this one. And again, not talking about the food, but the atmosphere, like walking up the stairs was very like romantic and very like elegant.
Yeah.
And then where we sat, and again, it was more of a quieter place as well. And I think that's where I'm just going to, I feel like, go with it. Like when it's quieter, because it just, people are maybe whispering or whatever, and you just kind of feel more, I don't know.
That was the quietest meal we've ever had.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. And I really loved the setting. And again, I think we just, for whatever was going on that evening in the kitchen, it was an off night. I want to go back. I really, really do, because we have so many people tell us how wonderful this place is. The next one that we're going to move on to, you know, I think that if anytime you have a place that has, like, you know, white linen tablecloths is maybe the focus on steak, always seems to be a little more romantic, upscale. And what are we looking at over at Disney Springs? Now, we have not dined here for an indoor dinner. We've been here outside, for happy hour. Right? We've sat outside for lunch. I think it actually is almost a slightly underrated spot. Like,
you know,
it's really,
funny,
really good.
Because I'm going to say what we're talking about is STK Orlando. But you know what? I was just popped in my head and I'm like, which what? Might
do we need to make a swap or something?
This?
Okay.
Enzo's Hideaway.
Ooh.
That's
a good one. Enzo's Hideaway is really cool.
Super cool. Super romantic, in my opinion.
Well, let's do this. Talk real quick a little bit about STK. And then
it's
why
a
don't
great
we,
place.
Why don't we?
I don't feel like it's romantic. I mean, it is. Okay. I feel like it could be, especially if you go have a dinner. You know, it's so nice. You could totally dress up and walk around all over Disney Springs and, you know, pop in a few places and Wine Bar George, you know, you could pop in and have a drink and just and feel still romantic. And
Wine Bar George is not a bad romantic spot.
Absolutely.
Yep.
But and the more I got to thinking about it when we were just talking about this, and sorry, I'm just kind of blowing this up here. But Enzo's Hideaway was really cool because you kind of go down in this like little like hideaway, and I remember like they were like a speakeasy like look, and we did sit at the bar, so we didn't sit in a romantic like table for two overlooking, but the way everything was and the bar, and I don't know, I just, and it was just him, you know, me and you, and yeah, I thought it was totally romantic.
Well, I think you can take an Enzo's Hideaway and you can very much almost compare it and pair it with our next spot at Epcot, which is Tutto Gusto.
Absolutely.
Very similar settings.
Absolutely. This is the one that I walk in with a tank top and shorts, and I
but
am
then
put
you're swept
in,
away.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm swept away and put in a different time and almost feel almost a little underdressed, but not, because like when we were sat, so we've had here obviously quite a few times.
But that was our first night ever sitting there, right?
One time was with Kat and Michael.
Uh-huh.
And we sat at a nice table. Mm-hmm. And the way it is darker in there and kind of like an Enzo's Hideaway where you kind of just get out of the, you know, crowd and it's darker and cooler. Super fun and romantic. It's the four of us. But my favorite was the one time when you and I did get in there and they popped us over on like the couch area with a little table, and across from us was a fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
And the everything around us, just the decor. And I totally felt like I was in Italy somewhere, which I've never been. So can't say anything. Yeah. But I felt like I was in this little Italy place where I'm getting grandma's spaghetti. It's phenomenal. And I'm having this romantic time with my husband. And honestly, I mean, as funny as it sounds, I don't care what I was wearing. Like, I think if I was wearing like a dress, I would have felt weird.
Yeah.
But with what I was wearing and the way it's just, I don't know. It's just stuff like, I feel like we'd be on a bike tour on in Italy, riding our bike, and then, ooh, let's stop in this great romantic little place. And it was just, it was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was a coffee table in front of us, candles on the coffee table. I can't remember if we planned to go there or it was spontaneous, but I think it was our first time. Of course, you know, we've told the story in the past about we encountered the girl getting the to-go meatballs
that was
from
so
the bar there. And so we went. It's the first time I think we had the spaghetti and meatballs, or the spaghetti. And that honestly, it was just amazing. And I think sometimes just this being spontaneous, like we mentioned earlier, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you were off on this Wednesday and we were cleaning the house or something that morning. And then you're like, you know what, Jeremy, I'm going to take you to Simone's, the new place near us. And we went and that to me adds to all of it.
Aww.
And I think Tutto Gusto, Enzo's Hideaway, they have those spontaneous feels and atmospheres, like you said, like you're just riding a bike around Italy and all of a sudden you're like, oh, this little hole in the wall looks good.
Yeah.
Let's try it. All right. Let's move on to our very last runner up and we're going to head to Magic Kingdom. I know that this is a place that you love. I think this is an interesting conversation because it is very, very large, which lends to being slightly loud. But what are we talking about?
We're talking about Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
And in my opinion,
it's a tale as old as time.
It is. And we have eaten breakfast and lunch. We have not done dinner. We do need to do dinner.
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, to get this, I don't care if you're eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner, to get this and go in the Beast room where it's darker, the rose is in there.
A little scary.
Oh, that to me is super romantic. I love that.
Yeah. Not the ballroom, the main ballroom, you wouldn't think, because that's so big.
It's too big.
Yeah, it's not intimate at all.
It's too loud.
Yeah.
It's not intimate. It's just, Belle's room is fine, but the Beast room to me, because there's a little thunder and lightning at some points, and I don't know why that is. Just and maybe because, you know, you think like thunder and lightning, like you want to snuggle up, oh, I'm a little scared,
right?
You know, I think that's totally romantic. I love it.
So fear apparently is romantic to you.
Yeah.
So if I ever want to be romantic, I just hide behind like a door.
No.
And when you walk out, I jump out and boo you.
Then I will punch you in your face probably on accident.
This is not going to be a romantic evening.
Nope.
I don't agree with scaring people. Just, I mean, to be completely off subject, pranks. I don't think pranks are funny and scaring people's not funny. If to me, sometimes I don't mind watching it with other people, but yeah, not my thing. I don't like it. We were talking about that the other day with prank phone calls. Like, no, I don't think that's really.
Oh yeah,
I don't think that's cool.
Because it's sad.
I know. And in the end, like, and if I got that, like, we'll listen sometimes in the morning to the Elvis Duran show, and they do the prank calls.
I don't.
And if I was one of those people getting pranked, in the end, I'm like, no, I'm not signing off on this. You're not allowed to air this. I just acted like a complete crazy person because of whatever you were doing to me. Dude, please don't air that. I will not sign off because they have to sign off. But then, like, you know, a certain movie Johnny Knoxville, some of those I find extremely hilarious because they've signed themselves up basically to be pranked. You know what I mean? On that movie series.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to say the full word in case children are listening.
Oh, yeah.
Kids, you can ask your parents what I'm talking about. All right. Now we're going to move on to the parks. We're going to start at Magic Kingdom. I think this is similar to Be Our Guest because we're going to eat in a castle. If anybody's trying to guess, it should be easy. What are we talking about in Magic Kingdom?
Cinderella's Royal Table. And that's what I was talking about earlier when I got dressed up. You walk up those grand staircase. Oh. I mean,
you're in a freaking castle.
I know.
Come on.
If this isn't romantic, I don't know what is. Yeah, you walk up these beautiful stairs, this winding staircase. You go in, and again, Jeremy said you're in a castle. The decor, like, we were actually on our date, was completely in the center of the room, which I still felt very romantic, very like I was fine with that. But I will say my favorite when we sat with the kids and, you know, you could overlook outside and see the carousel and you were by the beautiful window. And it was just, now that's when I felt underdressed because I just had a regular t-shirt and shorts on. But
right.
Still, I think that will be my number one restaurant.
Out of every place we're talking about.
Yep.
My only reason, and everything you said is 100% spot on, and I think it's such an interesting spot because 98% of the people I feel like that go there have children. You know
is
what I mean?
That why you're
That's
saying...
the only reason I'm a little hesitant to say that it would take a number one spot.
Okay.
But yeah, I think the way that they greet you, the way that they treat you, as though you are royalty, it is very romantic.
But
it's
I think
a beautiful
they also
setting.
Like I feel like they try to sit you away. I don't feel like we were sitting really near.
Oh no, we had a wonderful quiet. Yeah. I felt like when we were actually there. So yeah, I think it's a great spot. Again, you're in a castle.
Yep.
It's like Be Our Guest. Yep. You're in a castle. Come yep. on, that's romantic. All right, let's move on to Epcot. I think we've dined here several times. I think this setting just lends.
Oh.
This is where you get into the dark. You get it, especially if you can sit on the water.
Yes. And I'll never forget when you said we were doing it. I hate to say this out loud. I was a little disappointed we had our kids with us. I was like, really?
Oh my goodness. All right.
But it was super fun. The kids loved it. But we're talking San Angel Inn.
Angel Inn. San Angel Inn.
What?
That I believe is how it's pronounced.
Wrong. But anyway.
Do we like teasing? Hopefully people enjoy us teasing instead of just going straight into it. Like, I feel like it's a game where we start to say some of the things we like and then they get to guess. But yeah, I mean.
Well, somebody will have to. Like, let us know.
But here's what I love. You and I have never had a date night alone there.
No, we have not. We have the kids.
It's been with the kids.
But we sat on the water.
Yeah.
It is super fun. It is super cool because it is darker. You have the candle on the table, mm-hmm. which I'm not going to lie. I am so old enough that I had to take out my phone and I couldn't see. So I turned on the light.
Mm.
Man,
put on but, your readers.
Yeah. Anyways,
got a little Werther's original.
Oh, would you stop it?
Out of your no, at I the did. End, just for a little treat, just a little treat at the end of your dinner.
That's not nice.
You got a Werther's
you
original.
Are not
out.
Nice to me. Anyways, it was super cool because you see the boat go by, and it's just it's quaint and relaxing and romantic, and I feel like you could totally wear. Whatever you want. And like, I don't feel too underdressed or overdressed or anything when I was there. So, yeah.
And we've talked a lot about, you know, we love, there's something about those indoor outdoor spaces that mm-hmm. are, you know, they're indoor like and that. They feel outdoor. Yep. I don't know what's so, and maybe it's because, you know, no matter what, the weather's going to be beautiful.
True.
You know, I mean, true. Like, you know that you can go here and also like for lunch, you can go here for lunch and you're going to feel like it's a dinner because it's darker and there's this little bustling marketplace that's happening around you, you know, at the same time.
That is
and
really cool.
I just, yeah, I really love this spot. I think it's so, so good. And so, yeah, that's why it gets our pick. And honestly, we've been there a couple times. Kaylin requested to go back for her birthday.
She did.
After the first time we ate there.
She did. And
You know what? You and I did have a date. You and I did have a date night there.
No, we didn't.
I think we did. And we told Kaylin about it and we showed her the photos and the location. And that's why she wanted to go for her birthday. I feel like the first time.
Because we sat on the water twice.
Yeah. And I feel like the first time it might have been actually.
Maybe, no.
It might have been during one of our anniversaries.
We started on our 10th anniversary. We went with the kids first. And then we went back because it was so good. Okay.
I think we went for one of our original anniversaries. We started at our 10-year anniversary of going without the kids, and my parents would come down and watch them. And I believe you and I went there on a date, and we sat on the water, and we told the kids about it, and we showed them the photos, and that's why Kaylin wanted to go back the second time. And we requested the water again and got it. I'm like now somewhere in the 76 0.3% sure of that, okay. But I also could be completely wrong.
Okay.
But I kind of think now that's what that happened.
Might, yeah, cause
you remember, hey, weird brain. I remember some of the weirdest, tiniest details.
And that was almost 6 years ago now.
Right.
So,
right.
Okay.
So I think it was something like that.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to Hollywood Studios. And I want you just to spearhead this one because this was 100% your idea. I think it is so out of left field that I absolutely love it.
First, we said...
This is not an easy park for a romantic.
No. But first, spot, he really. Said, and everybody's probably thinking Brown Derby Lounge, right? Or not lounge.
Hollywood Brown Derby.
Hollywood Brown Derby. Or even the lounge, I feel like, you know, could be. But...
Yeah.
Anyways, we moved on to where I thought was fun. And I think was thinking more like old timey, like when, you know, our parents had dates and stuff like that.
Yep.
But I'm talking sci-fi. I think it is so fun to go and to be there where you're, you know, like you're watching a drive-in movie, like, and eating. Again, it's dark. You're watching a movie. Some of the movies could be a little, because now, again, this is sci-fi. So it is back, you know, like when our parents were watching the movies together and they are more of a, like, oh, it's a little scary. So, you know, if you're on a date, you might want to, oh, let me put my arm around you.
Listen,
because...
man, listen, you need to settle down a little bit. This is in a public place. These are not actual cars that are enclosed. There's no hanky-panky allowed at sci-fi. I'm just putting that disclosure out there. Continue.
I didn't, was it just saying put your arm around me? Would you...
You're like, it's dark, it's a scary movie, put an arm around you.
That's it. We're not talking, we're not
are you doing Grease. Are you doing the yawn thing then? Or am I going to do the yawn? You stretch your arm out. Okay. Oh, man. I got to yawn and stretch. Oh, look, my arm is around you. And we're at a slightly scary movie where there's an 80-foot ant that is coming upon a town.
Mm-hmm.
No, I actually love this idea. I do agree. I think any of these spots, there's a certain intimate aspect of you sitting in this little vehicle in this car and watching these movies. And like you said, this is growing up on, you know, in the kind of like 50s, 60s, this was date night.
Yeah.
You know, so I really, really think this is such a cool pick.
That's
that
so
you
fun.
Came up with. You know, yeah, Hollywood Brown Derby would be wonderful. I think it is a very elegant, you know, kind of white linen tablecloth. We did a birthday there for you.
Was it birthday?
Yeah.
Because there was confetti all over the table.
Yes, they did.
It was super cool.
But again, we had these stinking kids with us, well, I tell you.
I love my kids, but it's very bright. It's very noisier.
Well, it's bustling. It's bustling. Hollywood, you know? You got all the stars there.
So, I mean, I don't feel like I felt like, oh, this is so romantic.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed it and had fun.
Oh, it's great food. It's great. Yep. I actually, for me personally, I want to go to Hollywood Brown Derby with a group.
Like in Hollywood?
Mm-hmm. No, that, what are you talking about? At Disney. Hollywood Brown Derby.
No, we already have, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I prefer.
Okay.
Whereas for me,
okay.
I would prefer a date night at sci-fi
okay.
as opposed to having a whole group because you can't talk at sci-fi. So you're right. It is just good company, maybe a little bit of little yawning, stretchy army around your date,
eating
a good burger with some fries, something like that. I think it is very, very fitting. All right. Next, we are going to move on to our final park at Animal Kingdom. And I think Animal Kingdom's a hard one for things that could be romantic. So I think we tend to go to the signature dining, elegant side, Joe Rohde approved, Tiffin's.
Yeah, this was good. When we went, I don't know if it was because like the pandemic, because
it was dead.
Yeah. Which was super nice.
In our dining room, I think there only was one other table that had anybody and they were on the other side of that portion.
Yeah,
of the
it was super
room.
Quiet. It was not crazy bright,
yeah.
Wasn't loud. Yeah. So
And I know we joke about the kids, but
we had the kids.
This is gonna sound weird, but you know what? Why can't that be another version of romantic? You know? I love my three girls more than anything in the world.
Mm.
When we went shoot, it shows up on the list. I'll tell the story when we get to it. Okay. But no, Tiffin's is wonderful. I want to go back. Again, it would be neat to do a date night. We did a lunch. It was for your and Lacey's birthday.
Yep.
This was last July, I believe. And yeah, I think it was a wonderful spot. And even the setting we had, the staff.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Absolutely incredible. Yep. Wonderful waiter and all. I think it has good, elegant food. I think this is a really wonderful spot to get inside of Animal Kingdom where you kind of feel like you're at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Like you don't feel like you're in a park.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, all right, we are going to move on to Disney Springs. Mm-hmm. This is a place we talk about all the time, yet we have not sat down and dined at in, I would venture to say, 3 or 4 years. But that's how impressive it has always been. I think the setting is incredible. Mm-hmm. I love sitting upstairs.
Yep.
Where are we talking about, Rhonda?
Morimoto.
Yeah. Why? What do you think?
Well, it's the food's fantastic. And it's
White
just,
Lily.
The White Lily.
It's a romantic
Lily.
Drink.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
The White Lily. What is that? Like a cosmopolitan type situation?
Like
I think it is.
Yeah, martini cosmo style.
It's
something.
So good.
Yeah.
So if you ever go there, get the White Lily. And it's just, it's more romantic because it's a little darker. It's mm-hmm. a little, can be quieter because we've sat upstairs.
Yeah.
Again, we haven't eaten there often enough to say we've eaten downstairs in other places, but where we were sat upstairs was super romantic in my opinion. And yeah, this was just super fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you said, I would request upstairs if you are doing like a date night romantic thing, cause it is a little quieter. I remember when I went with my brother, we sat at a 2-person table downstairs.
Oh.
And this was pre-pandemic, but it was, it was definitely a little bit of a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
Not quite as quiet. But we love this place more than anything. And, you know, we always try to dine at new places.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes why we don't repeat something like a Morimoto. But we got to find a time to get back there, man. Like we, you know, I mean, Saturday night would have been a great time coming up after Cirque
Haleo.
De Soleil. But we're trying to do Haleo. So we're going to go to Haleo. That may end up being a spot that becomes a romantic type spot. We don't know.
We'll see.
Again, we want to talk about places that we have dined at, and we have dined at every last one of these places on our list. Right?
Except your bonus.
Well, that's true. So
we're gonna move
to resorts, and I'm gonna get right into the story I was talking about where we all got dressed up. The girls got dressed up in dresses, and you guys were just absolutely beautiful, and it was such a fun and wonderful evening. And I think it was romantic in a different way. It wasn't a husband wife romantic. It was a family romantic, if that's a thing.
I agree.
We went to Toledo at Grandestino Tower at Coronado Springs. That is a beautiful, beautiful atmosphere. You walk in and there are these like olive trees, these fake trees and all. And there's this beautiful giant kind of like dome of glass and lights. And you can look out windows and oversee the resort or oversee parks and sometimes fireworks. And it's a place that you could show up in shorts and a t-shirt, but you kind of want to maybe put on khakis and a polo or a dress like you guys did.
Yep.
I think it is a very, very wonderful setting.
I like how the lights will change too.
Yeah.
And then if you're sitting up there and fireworks start going off, you might be able to see some. So that's really cool.
Yeah. I think Toledo is still a very underrated spot. The food is good. I don't know that I'll maybe put the food up with some of these other resort spots. Like this might be number 5 out of the 5 that we list, but it's still good. It's very good. Let's talk about a spot that you can see fireworks from a balcony. This was more so your pick. I wanted to go Citricos at Grand Floridian, and you were 100% spot on when you picked Narcoossee's, which we have done a date night there. It was just you and I. We took
fun.
A break in our meal.
Yep.
We went and watched the fireworks.
You're
what do you think
water.
About Narcoossee's?
Yeah. I loved it. It was super romantic, super fun, super nice.
Food was great.
Food was great. Again, you could wear whatever you want, but and I think we dressed up a little bit, you know. But I really, really love that.
I'm gonna go and say, kind of like Hollywood Brown Derby. You know, when we did a big group at mm-hmm. Hollywood Brown Derby, right? Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it more.
Yep.
Citricose, you and I had a wonderful, wonderful date night.
We did.
There.
But when we went with the group,
most recently,
yes, it was phenomenal.
It was so much more fun.
Yep. And it wasn't romantic, and it wasn't like, it was just fun.
I was sitting across from Steve. He did look into my eyes a few times. I'm just saying.
So it was romantic.
A little something there, a little bromance there. But yeah, I really think that Narcoosie's, I can't imagine looking back and thinking back, us going with a group of six people to Narcoosie's.
Yeah.
I want to go as a date. Yeah. I like when you have your little two-person. Let's talk about that. I love when on a date night, you're able to get sat at a two-person
yes.
table as opposed to a four-person yep. with two empty spots. It's just that tiny little something
yep.
that, again, it makes it feel more intimate, like, hey, it's just us right here,
yep.
you know?
I agree.
And so I really, really love that part about it.
Yep.
This one is me. Narcoosie's, you can have. I had to put this on. This is another one. I guess I had a romantic date night with my brother here as well, like I did at Morimoto, because he was very, very nice enough to take me to Yachtsman.
Mm-hmm.
This is, again, it's that white linen, that elegant, this is a steakhouse, you know, this is top of the line, top notch food service. We actually kind of were sat in the little rotunda on a window where you can overlook, you know, out into Yacht and Beach Club and Stormalong Bay and all. This is a really good
so
spot.
Romantic.
It's a little bit darker.
Is Again, it something you want to take me back to?
100%. I want to take you back here very, okay. very badly. No. We will find a time to do that. You could try their bone marrow.
Okay.
That's where I first had it. And I
remember.
Was like, that's okay.
Yep.
Still like it better, actually, at Festival of the Arts.
Okay.
The next one, I think, is an interesting one because if anybody remembers our review, I just didn't think it lived up to the cost. But the experience
was super fun.
Was absolutely incredible.
Yep.
We're going to go to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about?
Chico and yeah. not Boma, if you yelled out Boma, only because Boma is just so open and it's a buffet. And if you ask Jeremy, obviously the food was better at Boma, but Chico
Listen, if
if
romantic means having some of the best food in all of Disney property, then Boma definitely gets a nod for that.
Okay. But we do love Boma, but we're talking romantic and we're talking Chico. I mean, it's so cool. And, you know, we sat and it's
super quiet.
Super quiet. It's yeah. it's obviously a little bit darker, too. It's just wonderful.
You remember
I liked all my
Remember
food,
our waitress,
by the way.
Too, giving us the wine pairings?
Yep.
And all. It was yep. just so nice. Like, I really do. It's another place that I want to get back to. And again, nothing was wrong with the food. It was just one of those cost things. When you look at the bill at the end of the night, it's like,
and you
whoo.
Felt like you had steak better places other
yes,
than that.
Completely. For less
Which
cost
is
sometimes.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember the mac and cheese being outstanding. I do not remember your dish, but I know it was wonderful. Like, so again, I think though the setting is just incredible.
Yep.
If you're going to resorts, from the moment you walk off the elevator and you are greeted and you see the wall of wine and you see the picturesque windows overlooking Walt Disney World,
yeah.
and you're maybe sat where you're overlooking Magic Kingdom, where on earth could we be talking about?
California Grill.
Yeah. Oh,
and everybody's
love it
probably
here.
Like, oh, finally.
I know.
That is just so fun. I think the funnest part was, so we've eaten there two or three times.
Yep.
And our first time, and this is the story I thought you were going to say, but was with the girls.
Oh, when we got dressed up.
We got dressed up. And here's what's funny, though. It was cooler. And the girls wore giant sweatshirts over top of their dresses. And they did look a little homeless, but.
Oh, my goodness.
You don't remember that? You even said something about that. Like, it was hysterical. But anyways. And we were sat kind of in the back and it was quieter and it mm-hmm. was super like romantic. And then we've eaten before where we were with a date, double
yeah,
date.
Yeah,
which was
Gary
and Claire.
That was, again, a wonderfully romantic evening,
right.
but with two couples.
Right. But in the main hall, what do you call it?
You and Claire and me and Gary.
Right. Anyways. But in the main, like, dining room. And it was a little louder and it was a little, but it was still super fun, mm-hmm. super romantic. And then, you know, of course, we also had brunch there with Jill and Steve.
Oh, yeah.
And that was phenomenal. And still, like, a little romantic. It was during the day, of course, because it's brunch. And then, you know, but we sat by a window and it was just
that view
super
was incredible
fun.
That fun. Time. We could, mm-hmm. Like Space Mountain, you almost felt like you could reach out and touch it. You could see the top of the castle. I think it's a wonderfully elegant, spot. I really, really love California Grill. Yep. We even sat at the bar one time with
yes,
Nate.
That's
you
right.
You know, and even I think going up and sitting at the bar with your significant other or it's another couple would be
romantic.
Wonderful.
Yep.
So yeah, it gets, I think, our top nod as far as resorts go.
I would agree.
We're going to have a bonus, and it's a bonus because we talk about it a lot, I think.
But this is the place we have never eaten.
Because it's for us currently, in a sense, it is unattainable.
Yep.
Cost-wise, again, I would not be against having a romantic evening there with Josh D'Amaro. We're going to talk about Victoria and Albert's. Rhonda is rolling her eyes and throwing her head back. This is the only one on our entire list, and that's why it's a bonus that we have not been to. One of us has not been to. But you can't, knowing everything we know about it, knowing John and Michelle, you know, yep. our friends have been there, hearing from some other people that have been there, to me, this could potentially, if you're really, and I'm talking like movie romance, cliche romance.
Okay.
I think this is probably the best spot on property. I mean, it's voted one of the best restaurants in general, you know, like in the country.
Yeah. Okay.
So certainly probably on Walt Disney World property. So again,
so when are we going to try this?
I don't know. You know, it's really the only thing keeping it from us, of course, is cost. And so at some point we'll figure out a way to just say, you know what, maybe we're going to set aside some money here and there just every week and put $20 there, $30 there. We'll add up. We'll find a time that we can end up experiencing this still has to reopen for one.
Yeah.
So again, Josh, if you could get on that would be wonderful.
Okay.
This has been a good one. This has been a fun one. I love, you know, just these conversations, especially when it leads into what do things mean, because everybody's thoughts on a romantic spot are going to be different. And
oh,
so
absolutely.
Of course, you know, this
so we'd
episode
love to
will
hear
post,
yours.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'd love to hear what your thoughts are.
Yep.
You know, go ahead and make all your same picks if you would like. Let us know. And let us know what your idea of romance and a romantic spot is. Because simply, it could come down to saying, you know what? I'm getting a coffee with you and sitting on a bench and people watching in Magic Kingdom, I think could be romance. So I think it can be this big run from super elegant California grill getting dressed up down to just having a spot in the park to sit and converse and do things like that. So as always, thank you guys so much for listening. And if you want to bring the sense of the parks, resorts, movies, and more to your home, we are partnered with Walter and Rosie Candle Company. They provide the happiest scents on earth. If you visit msmfriends.com, you will save 10% off your order if you click their link from that page. We're going to have a lot going on in Wonderland Crew this weekend, as we will be going live all the time in our private Facebook group.
Yep.
So go ahead and check out wonderlandcrew.com. You're on the internet, right? You're going to subscribe so you can get these brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
While you're in there, mm-hmm. would you also please leave us a rating and review?
Because it'll help our show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. We're talking about the top romantic restaurants around Walt Disney World. Today is February 11th, 2022, and this is episode 434 of the Main Street Magic podcast.
That's not bad.
No, I did good, didn't I?
You did do good.
Yeah.
Very well done. Do you want to do it?
Thanks. No, because I probably couldn't do it again.
Oh, okay. You just have to read it. Okay. I'll do
it. Not really.
Well, a little bit.
You told me not to, so that's why I just went in.
No, this
like
part
that.
You read.
Nah.
I think so. All right, well, we'll see how it goes then. Okay, let's do this.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts. Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.